Don, your dad during the campaign has been a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment. Has he always held this view?
He really has, and again, I think perhaps as a New Yorker, it's probably an unconventional view because whether it's hunting, whether it's the Second Amendment, it's not something he's been as exposed to as a lot of other people. But I think in this case, it's one of those where my brother and I have been able to talk to him a lot about it and really give him a great understanding of it. And he's a very firm believer in people's ability and right to protect themselves. And so, I think he's always generally thought that. I mean, he's had a concealed weapons permit in New York, which is probably the hardest concealed weapons permit to get anywhere in the world, for as long as I can remember. He was a speaker at the NRA convention this past year in Nashville. He understands. He's a big golfer. I mean, that's his thing. That's what he was exposed to because he didn't have someone that could teach him. Shooting, hunting, at a very young age. So he sort of got in his ways. He's an incredible golfer. He's also, very good at it, which sort of helps, right? When you're close to a scratch golfer, it's easy to want to play that. But he's always been very supportive of, both mine and my brother's, outdoor passions, whether it be shooting, whether it be hunting, even if it hasn't necessarily been his thing. So, I mean, when I look at the Republican field right now, I can't think of anyone who's probably been more vocal about their backing up of the Second Amendment. And it's just been a very important topic for him. And I think probably he's evolved to be even a more staunch advocate of it, over the years, because as, again, my brother and I have grown into that and become, whether it be competitive shooters, avid hunters, it just becomes a topic of conversation a lot more. So it's now something he's really has a great grasp on. And when he talks about legislation and he talks about some of the rules that are trying to be passed, and you look at it, it's like, well, wait a second. What is that going to do to a criminal? Nothing. What, the only person you're penalizing is someone who's actually willing to play by the rules. And why should you put any kind of, restrictions on someone who's actually willing to play by the rules? And I think it's very frustrating for him. I think it's one of the places, in gridlocks he sees in Washington that he wants to really combat. So he's been a big proponent of it, and it's great to see him do that because it does mean so much to me. I mean, it's been the outdoor sports, shooting, hunting, fishing. These things have been life-changing things for me, so I'm very passionate about it. And while there's a lot of important issues that are out there, when I see sort of the stance that the other side takes, on the fundamental right to, keep and bear arms, it's mind-blowing to me. I mean, I look at the Second Amendment and wait a minute. So after freedom of speech, this was the second thing that our founding fathers, this wasn't, Amendment 3476. I mean, this was the second thing they thought of, and they thought of it a way to make sure to protect the first. It wasn't an afterthought. It's a fundamental right, being an American. And when you look at sort of the legislation around the world that has passed and started banning these things and, good citizens go from being able to defend themselves to becoming and, feeling like victims, it's just unacceptable, both to me and to him. And so, I think he'll be an incredible advocate for the Second Amendment, as good, if not more so, than anyone that I can even think of in politics today.
When you mentioned laws that the criminals aren't going to abide by, the first thing I thought of was your very own New York SAFE Act.
Oh, it's ridiculous. They passed the legislation overnight because Governor Cuomo, and again, who I've known for years, personally even, that he wanted to be the first person to act. He wanted to say, oh, for his future political aspirations on the Democratic side, he wanted to say, oh, I did this. So they passed an arcane law that basically only, I mean, police officers carrying their service weapons, on their day job, were theoretically breaking the law, for weeks because they just pushed through something written by people who didn't, wouldn't know the difference between a gun and a computer. And, it's ludicrous. So, yeah, no, New York SAFE Act is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. The only people that'll be affected are people that actually would follow the laws, because, the average criminal, he's going to take the last three rounds out of his magazine so that he has seven shots of this, so he's not
So
just
he can
violating.
comply with the
I mean,
law.
what kind of law? Only, I can't even imagine the brain capacity of the person that came up with these laws because it's so stupid, it's actually hard to believe.